Oh my God, I'm flabbergasted with that one. Look, I suppose in the cold light of day when Donegal look at this, they needed a game like this. This was a much higher intensity game between a great Mayo team and a great Donegal team, and it really showed a lot of kind of character and skill. But like you said, Donegal had this game all right up to the end of normal time. I mean, there was 70 minutes played and Donegal were by far the better team. We were 4 points ahead. It looked like we were going to cruise in. And then, like you said, Keith Higgins got a point. Next minute, there was that mix-up for the goal and it just seemed to kind of sucker-punch Donegal. It took the wind out of our sails a little bit. Like you said at the start, look, this doesn't mean Donegal are out of it by any means. It probably means they will come second in the group, which means they will have to play the top team on the other side of the group, which is probably going to be Armagh. So, I mean, there's lots of hurling to play in this championship yet. But Mayo wanted to get there, I suppose, their revenge for the last two defeats here. Listen, they will meet again. Let's be sure of that. They're going to meet again and it's going to be a cracker. But this was a level up for Donegal. This was a level up for Mayo too. We're just after seeing a fantastic game of hurling in beautiful sunshine. It is the championship hurling back. I'm excited to see it. I am absolutely breathless after it. I'm very disappointed for that Donegal squad. They did so many things right without some of their key players, but I'm afraid it's a day to learn.
Yeah, a day to learn for Donegal. They were without Danny Cullen. They were without Jerry Gilmore. There was also no Pargo Doherty, and Conor O'Grady wasn't here as well. So Donegal were down bodies, but they had the chance to see out this game. They were leading by 4 points, but then it just fell apart after that mix-up. And there's days in sport, you get days like this, things like that happen. From it, unfortunately, it was Donegal's turn today to experience that. But Mayo will feel lucky that they've got out of here with a win.
Oh, without a doubt in the world. And if I was in Mayo's management team, I would be kind of worried too. I mean, it was only after the last 5 minutes of the game. I mean, the game went to about 43 minutes there, but it was only the last 5 minutes of the game that Mayo came into it. Donegal will feel they did a lot of things right. Donegal will feel that they have a lot of things. And look, this is the first round of the championship. I'd rather get stuck with a sucker punch at the first round of the championship than in a final. So look, there's a lot of positives for Donegal. I think one of the huge positives is what you've mentioned, Oisín. Donegal lined out here without the key man apart from Declan Coulter. I mean, Danny Cullen has carried this team for a couple of games, and for Donegal to come out and play, for young Ryan Hilford to come in and produce the performance he produced out there is very, very encouraging. And it just shows that, look, Donegal have a bench there that they can take on. You saw Oisín Grant coming on today, kind of turned the game up there in the full forward line. He's going to be looking to Mickey McCann saying, I want to start the next game. We saw Ryan Hilford, he said, well, I'm putting my hand up. That's what you want from these games. You want players who are coming off the subs and making a huge difference, and that's what Donegal saw today. This was a very, very positive performance, very positive championship performance, and teams need that.
Okay, many thanks, Colin Brannan, for your contribution and your help today.
Thank
once
you,
again.
Roger.
It's been a disappointing day for Donegal as we wrap up here from the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. They have started the defence of their Nicky Rackard title with a defeat, but they're not out of it yet. They still have another go. If they beat Leitrim, they will progress through to the knockout stage of the competition. Full-time score here in Letterkenny. It's finished in victory for Mayo. Mayo 2-14, Donegal 17.